Lord, help us to commence with hymn 731. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. 731.
Let us read from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is spoken in their law. They hated me without a cause. So when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. May grace be imparted that we might in all humility with reverence and godly fear venture now before thee. That thou art in heaven and we upon earth cannot be denied, that thou art all glorious, all powerful, and we, wretched sinners of this time state, all this cannot be denied. Lord, that thou art merciful through Jesus Christ, that rich provision. O Lord, we would render thanks and would thus enter thine earthly courts. It's all our woe, felt darkness and distress, yet recognizing this, mercy through Jesus, oh, we would enter thy courts with thanksgiving, render praise unto thee for the wonders of thy grace. We would not speak lightly concerning that great transaction wrought at Calvary. We would not make mention of it unthinkingly with our sinful lips. We pray, O Lord, that our hearts may indeed rejoice as this truth, this blessed truth, is made known unto us. Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. We would be found as that clay in the hands of the heavenly potter, willing to be nothing, that Christ might be all and in all. The word hath declared, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Had not thy choice prevented ours, O Lord, where would we be at this evening hour? We stand before thee, trust in Christ. O Lord, thankful. Thy grace is such, thy mercy superabounding our many, many sins, that thou didst interpose thy precious blood. Lord, help us day by day to live in dependence upon thee, washed and made clean in that fountain open for sin and all uncleanness. Lord, our hope is in thee. Our eyes are up unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, may we trust thee. May that faith, Lord, be strengthened. For we have to confess with the hymn writer, a confession often found upon our lips. Our faith is feeble, we confess. We faintly trust thy word. But wilt thou pity us the less? Be that far from thee, Lord. So help us now. Grant us overcoming faith. Satan hath not been idle. Lord, we felt our heart rent. We've reeled, even as like a drunken man. And yet, Lord, still we are found upon praying ground. May that foe vanquished at Calvary be caused to pull aside, as it were. Oh Lord, we feel that power, the power of temptation. We would at this evening hour be set free. Let my soul live, said the psalmist, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. O Lord, thus we come. We feel it expresses the very burden of our heart. We would live unto thee. And Lord, may thy judgments wisely laid upon us, would recognize it. May these things in help us. Lord, in our weakness and weariness. And Lord, may we magnify thy name. We would lift high upon the gospel pole a precious Christ. We would proclaim of a once crucified, now risen Christ at the Father's right hand. A mediator, the mediator, twixt God and man. O Lord, may our hearts be warmed. We think of those upon that Damascus, that Emmaus road. Lord, we pray. Oh, that our eyes may be opened. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Lord, is it not needful? They that would follow thee, these, the chosen objects of thine everlasting love, should walk in their measure. In that lowly path, following the man of sorrows, he so well acquainted with grief. Lord, oh, we would unburden our heart before thee. We would make known our request unto thee. Oh, may we ask, Lord, in thy name, thy presence we seek, thy help to be afforded, and all to thine honour and thy glory. Bless, oh, bless thine own word. May it have free course and be glorified. Often speak, Lord, to this people, we pray. As thy servants come, Lord, endue them, we beseech thee, with that power from on high. Thine appointment, through the foolishness of preaching, many shall be saved. Lord, we recognize the import of the word. We are but poor, ignorant, blind creatures. We pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldst take that which is spoken in weakness and raise it in strength. Bless thy people. Bless this church. Bless this congregation. Bless friends that have gathered with us. Lord, remember each with that favour that thou bearest unto thine, and visit with thy salvation. O Lord, we pray for those upper spring blessings. Those blessings which are not alone for time, but for eternity. We fast hasten through this desert land. We pray that we might be prepared for those realms above. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. We pray for young friends, tenderly, lovingly, bear them before thee. Reach near and dear unto us each by the ties of nature. Lord, oh, the burden of their souls. that lay with weight upon our hearts. Oh Lord, we have to say at times, what if their name should be left out, when thou for them shalt call? Lord, prevent it. Prevent it by thy grace. May they each be raised up as vessels of mercy. So work in their hearts. We remember how one was bidden of thee, bring him unto me. Another with his daughter, that encouraging word given. O Lord, confirm it, Lord, where it is needful. She is not dead, but sleepeth. Lord, so hear a parent's cry, a grandparent's petition. O Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. We pray for our churches, and seek thou wouldst raise up a seed to serve thee, a generation to call thee blessed. O Lord, may there yet be those Samuels. May there be the Davids, the Daniels, the Timothys. Lord, may there be the Hannahs, the Ruths, the Lydias whose hearts are open. Lord, we pray. Thou wouldst so work amongst us to thy glory. We ask that thou wouldst prepare us each for that change when it shall come. That we should be kept faithful. To this end, we beseech thee, especially for those in the midst of life, as we term it. O Lord, many, many a difficulty rises in the path. Alas, Master, what shall we do? What shall we do? Lord, in the providential paths, in the family concerns, in the church matters, and then that burden of the soul. O Lord, we pray that thou wouldest appear, make rough plain and crooked straight. Hear prayer for guidance for those that seek divine direction, to hear that voice behind them say, this is the way, walk ye in it. We pray that thy word may go forth with power, that it might have free course and be glorified. We pray for our guilty land and nation. We are enjoined in thy word to pray for those that rule over us. We would, oh, we would obey the precept. We think of our magistrates, the police forces, all that seek to uphold law and order. We think of our armed forces, the continual losses borne by those fighting abroad. O Lord, we pray that thou wouldest sanctify these things. We think especially of those connected with those known unto us, serving in these spheres. O Lord, may it be said of them, as was said of Saul, behold, he prayeth. Remember, Lord, our royal family. Remember those that occupy offices of state. Could it please thee, Lord, to raise up men of morality, men of integrity, faithful men. If it be thy holy mind and will, those that shall contend for that which is right in thy sight. Lord, oh, so appear for us, especially so at this juncture. And now, Lord, what wait we for? That we fail. Lord, we say solemnly for you, who indeed is sufficient for these things. We pray for that lift by the way. Lord, we come with weeping. We pray for that aid of thy Spirit. Pardon our every sin, the secret sins. Lord, our heart is troubled, burdened as concerning thy course here upon earth, burdened in many respects, in various matters. But, O Lord, it's ourselves. Have mercy upon us, we beseech thee. We ask these favours, seeking the forgiveness of our every sin, and would not be unmindful that still we live to pray. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. 117.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We venture again to the few words we brought before you this morning. John chapter 14, the last part of verse 19. John chapter 14, the last part of verse 19. Because I live, ye shall live also. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. We sought to consider the circumstances that surrounded this profound, encouraging word spoken of our Lord unto his disciples. Gethsemane, Calvary, before our Lord, and he, with those 11, did speak to their comfort, for indeed their hearts were troubled, they were distressed. We ventured to make mention of that path of the true believer, that third part, whom the Lord will bring through those floods and through those fires. A path wherein they are caused to hang their all upon a once crucified, now risen, glorified Lord and Saviour. That nail in a sure place. Because I live, ye shall live also. The encouraging, reassuring portion, which is as balm upon those troubled waters as faith, sorely tried, as Satan harasses relentlessly, and as confidence, even that confidence in our God, doth recede. A word spoken that there might be hope yet again raised up, and Zion go on her way rejoicing. Because I live, ye shall live also. Just briefly, he revealed himself unto the women and the disciples. He made himself known, even unto Paul, as one born out of due time. Because I live, there were those sure and certain evidences that Christ had risen from the dead. Now is Christ risen. We read how that the apostle, in speaking of the resurrection, doth turn his thoughts and center them upon the first Adam, wherein sin entered, and death by sin. Not leaving the subject there. Oh, God forbid. There is the gospel to proclaim. The second Adam, he, the seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. By him came life, light, and liberty. The gospel, the blessings of new covenant grace, life, life to those that were dead. There were those, then, those undeniable proofs that Christ had risen. He'd gone before those disciples into Galilee. And there he ascended into glory. That same dear man who doth not one speak of it. That same dear man in heaven now reigns. Yea, with wounds still gaping wide. This man, this God-man, this glorious man, this Saviour of sinners. Tis no wild fancy of our brain. No metaphor we speak. That same dear man in heaven now reigns, that suffered for our sakes. This wondrous man of whom we tell is true Almighty God. He bought our souls from death and hell, the price, his own heart's blood. He lives. He lives to intercede. That glorious work. Oft we are caused to cry as we seek acceptance at the footstool of mercy, to turn the lines into petition, that it might be he instead of us is seen when we approach to God. Because I live, yea, the Father's right hand, he carries on that work. He lives to intercede. Their cause, his concern. I speak carefully. 'Tis his good pleasure. Having loved his own, he loves them unto the end. He lives, says one, to still his people's fears. He lives to wipe away their tears. He lives to calm their troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. He lives all glory to his name. He lives unchangeably the same. He lives their mansions to prepare. He lives to bring them safely there. Because I live, ye shall live also. He ever liveth. And thus, 'tis sure, 'tis certain, these shall live eternally. Was here in this wilderness journey the cause to feel the deadness of their spirit, to groan over those infirmities we would not. But all the same ground, friends. Oh, it is upon this ground that we see, the reassuring word here given unto those whose faith is so feeble. And they begin to totter, shall we say, in their journey. And who amongst us can deny? I speak tenderly. Who amongst us can deny that such is the case? Oh, to these the Lord here directs his word. They were troubled, these disciples, in their hearts. They knew not what lie before them, but they had to prove that it is a miracle indeed as to what God can do with such that are nothing. Moses had to prove it. 40 years in Pharaoh's court. Feeling himself something. 40 years in the backside of the desert. Being taught he was nothing. And now, 40 years to lead forth that multitude of Israel, realizing what God could do with such that are nothing. Friends, this is a truth. This is an experience which is taught of God's Spirit unto believers in every generation. What God can do. My grace, said he to the apostle, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He lives to carry on their course above. When we are weak, then are we strong. Our hearts do indeed deceive us at times. We might consider ourselves the weakest of the weak, and yet lurking within is some hidden leprosy, some secret sin. And who can deny these I speak of as being taught of God's Spirit, that such is the case, spiritual pride even, in unconsciously, and yet, the Lord will show even these things unto his people. Why so? Why so? That they might be made more tender, preserved in his fear, kept close unto their God. I was tossed as to what we might read before you this evening, but I felt it eventually so applicable that we read of how Jesus continued as he spake to these disciples on their way to Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives. He spake of himself as being the vine. The vine draws all from the root. The branches, likewise, friends, we draw our sap. We draw our life, for that sap is the life of the tree. We draw our sap from him. We turned to the well-known verse, the hymn, Jesus immutably the same, thou true and living vine, around thy all-supporting stem, my feeble arms I twine, quickened by thee, that is made alive, and kept alive, because I live, ye shall live also. Quickened by thee and kept alive, I'd flourish and bear fruit. My life I'd from thy sap derive, my vigor from thy root. Without him, we can do nothing. But he speaks of that purging. We consider it pruning, and we know that this is necessary for the fruitfulness of those trees, for the further bearing of fruit. so in spiritual things. I say so in spiritual things. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Wilt thou pursue this worm to death, says one. These things which are and can be likened unto that cutting back. This is making small. Friends, such is the work of God's Spirit. But he lives. And that tree draws its sap. The willow trees along those watercourses in times of drought stretch out their roots towards that source of water. And so it is in spiritual things. Times of feeling darkness, spiritual drought, Jacob's cry, all these things are against me. The humbling effect of it. There's a secret work. It goeth on, unseen by the mortal eye. Almost unnoticed by the one concerned. This deepening, cannot we speak of it so? This deepening of the work of grace, the stretching forth of those roots, it's give me Christ. That living water, that eternal life. Give me Christ, or else I die. Now saith the Lord. Again I refer you to the way that this word was laid upon my spirit. The reassuring portion to such that feel such a dearth with it. Such a barrenness, such an emptiness, such spiritual poverty, such the workings of sin, the power of temptation. He comes, this living Lord. He watches over his sheep and his lambs. He tends that flock with that peculiar care. He seeth Zion in her distress. No more forsaken. No more desolate. Hephzibah, Beulah. Say ye unto the daughters of Jerusalem, thy salvation cometh. Because I live, ye shall live also. Flesh will not accept it. The mere professor, though he may profess it with the lips, lives poles apart from that knowledge of that life-deriving portion, Christ, the Saviour of sinners. It's because I live, ye shall live also. May we not refer here to the heart wind. We have passed through at the turn of the year and well into this new year. Exceptionally harsh by those standards which we expect in this land. But now we live to see that power, that resurrecting power, nature begins to bloom. The flowers, the shrubs, we see them in such abundance, and that which seems so dreary, so dead. I think even of that scene which met our eye as we drove into the village this morning. A wonderful display of those daffodils on either side of the road. We see how that but a little season of warmth, the sun shining upon the earth, has been that transformation. As in nature, so in Christ. When the Lord is pleased to come again, one dear friend who has lately entered into glory, passed his time here, for the most part, in sorrow, beset with fears, troubled on every hand. Here and there a little did he speak of God's goodness, that enlivening effect, that quickening effect, of God's Holy Spirit, ere he passed to those heavenly mansions, the Lord came. Oh, there was no doubt. It couldn't be questioned. It was known, it was felt. Jesus had come. His living Lord, and he longed to depart and be with Christ, which is far better, because I live, ye shall live also. Another we visited but a few months ago in hospital. Dear woman of God, was constantly that sweet savour of Christ whenever she spake, and as she centred that conversation upon her living Lord. In the hospital bed, in a ward full with strength, which seemed almost unnatural, she cried out, "There's none other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. And she exclaimed, go, go tell the friends at Hanover. Tell them he liveth. A risen Christ. She rejoiced. Rejoiced in him. Whom she loved. And she served. Because I live, ye shall live also. I would hear as I speak, so he comes thus upon one spirit. Seek to address those fears that might rise in the hearts of those that tremble at those approaching swellings of Jordan. Did Jesus once upon thee shine? Then Jesus is forever thine. Though thy house be not so with God, yet he hath made with thee an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, because I live, ye shall live also. It's simplistic truth, yet that heart cries out, oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be. Lord, I cannot. Lord, relieve. My help must come from thee. Because I live, ye shall live also. We briefly mentioned this morning concerning the impossibility of the body being severed from the head. Christ is the head of the church, and he ever liveth, the eternal Son of God. Return to glory, the mission accomplished. The church, it cannot die. Once in him forever. Thus the everlasting covenant stands. The decreed, a time began. A people chosen in Christ should indeed be found in him for all eternity. 'Tis the spouse, the bride, provided of the Father, of his beloved Son. And who can sever? Friends, who can sever? Oh, could we but grasp it, believe it, rejoice in it. Speak and act as if we did, for oft I feel our very fears. They indicate a failing of faith. Friends, what can sever? Christ and his bride, joined with that unbreakable union. It cannot be. No, not sin, nor hell, nor Satan's crazes, nor his vile determinations can sever Christ and his bride. Because I live, ye shall live also. We read of how the apostle refutes those arguments of those that say there is no resurrection from the dead. He ably argues Christ raised. The church shall live in him. Many, even, oh many today, more so, perhaps than ever before. They deny that resurrection from the dead. Foully blaspheme and despise the precious name of Christ. He who rose, the first fruit from the dead, irrefutably known, witnesses there were, and shall not the church rise with him to all eternity. Death, the fruit of sin. It is indeed. Death entered, and sin entered, and death by sin. But blessed be God. Christ came. He died that sinners might live. Saith he, I am come. I am come that they might have life. Friends, there's something further still. That they might have it more abundantly. What do we gather from that? Thou that thou hast not received, who makest thee to differ? What is thou that thou hast not received? There's been those instances, perhaps it is with you, when you stood amazed, a little hope in your breast, the Lord mindful of thee, thy living Lord, prayers heard, oh the evidence that he liveth yet to intercede. Prayers heard and answered. You look around. And you see. Companions. Sunk in sin. Without hope. Without desire. They've no living desires. They live not unto Christ. Who maketh thee to differ? What is thou that thou hast not received? Friends, it's homely. Where grace is operating, that work will be homely. Oh, let it be known. Where there is a proud spirit, it is an abomination unto the Lord. Proud he knoweth afar off, but to this man will I look. He that is of a broken and a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word, these shall live. Their life, the gift of God. It is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Because I live, ye, may the word be applied of the Spirit, ye poor trembling souls. Wonder sometime whether there be the evidence of life in your soul. We said this morning, can ever God dwell here? In such an heart as mine. Oh, trace then the reassurance here. The confirming. He would renew that confidence. Oh, we need it. Cast not away your confidence which hath great recompense of reward. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Oh, hearken unto his voice. Follow at his command. To disobedience the cause is this darkness and this distress. If ye love me, keep my commandments, because I live. Ye shall live also. Friends, there's a future here. There's a blessed future here. Oh, could we comprehend it, even in some little measure? What God hath laid up for them that fear him, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, nor can the heart of man conceive. Christ hath conquered those powers of evil. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. But thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Because I live, ye shall live also. He lives to bring them safely home after death, the judgment, the souls of those redeemed shall soar to those realms above. That which is of corruption shall be laid in the earth. I speak now, in closing, of that glorious reformation, that glorious resurrection morning. Because I live, ye shall live also. When Christ returns in all his glory and splendor, a most exceedingly solemn day for the wicked. But oh, a day of no comparison to those that are found in Christ. They that are dead shall rise with him. They that are alive shall soar to those realms above. Friends, it is to be with Christ. Ye shall live also. Nothing can prevent it. He paid the purchase price. Oh, value that precious blood of Christ. What voice is that speaks for thee? In heaven's high courts for good, that from the curse has set thee free. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Because I live, he saith, ye shall live also. Life eternal. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am.
actions last Lord's Day amounted to £545, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pont is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Cornford next Lord's Day, and there will be no prayer meeting tomorrow evening. Let us close with hymn 751. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives, the Lord enthroned on high. He lives triumphant o'er the grave. He lives eternally to save. 751.
Fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.